Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Martha, I'm not from being nervous sometimes. I'm thinking God made me special here on purpose. So all the while till I'm gone, make my words important. So if I slip away.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, 903 ESPN 97.5. You know what? I'm so tired of talking about how crappy the Texans are. Let's take a look at some games this week.
Hey, can I tell you who the new? Hold on a second. Can we talk about Houston? What's going on with Houston? A, they're going to sign Earl Thomas.
Well, they're bringing him in.
So that's a big deal. Number two, do we have a new Rocket coach potentially in the mix?
Doc?
Yeah. How about Doc Rivers stepped down as the Clippers coach, which was considered a mutual decision, right? Doc's been a terrific coach for the Clippers, yada, yada, yada. This is a guy who has experience in the playoffs. Doc is a guy who is a hard coacher, but is considered, I think, a player's coach. I think Doc Rivers, now you know who Joel, do you know who Joel Blank said, who makes a ton of sense? Joel said somebody who makes a ton of sense. And when Joel says stuff about Rockets, I listen. Who do you think Joel says is the coach? It ain't Ty Lue.
Sam? No. Who does...
Think Tillman Fertitta connection.
I don't know who.
Kelvin Sampson.
Oh, yeah.
Knows James. Preaches defense.
Yeah. No, that's been out there for a while.
Tillman owns two teams, the Cougars and the Rockets.
And he can move him up to the eight, with no buyout. To the big leagues.
Do we demand a buyout? Nope. We don't demand a buyout. I'm not paying the buyout. I own the buyout, too. So.
Yeah.
We're good.
No. He wouldn't.
So he clicks. He checks a James box. He checks a defense box.
Yeah.
I don't think Kelvin Sampson should be mentioned more.
Yeah, he should. I don't know. Would that be a grind for James? I don't know. Kelvin Sampson demands a lot out of his team. He demands a lot of defense. He's a hard ass coach.
I heard there was a culture change
coming.
But
this is a Daryl Morey signing. Let's not forget. Remember that.
I don't think that changes anything.
I believe Tillman when he says, "I know what I don't know, and I'm letting Daryl do it."
Why would Doc Rivers or Kelvin Sampson not be under consideration?
Oh well, I didn't say that.
That's what I'm saying. I think, but with Daryl,
but the Tillman side of it, I would say, well, if Daryl's down with it,
yeah. But you never know when Tillman's going to go. Like I said, you make this choice, but
boy, I really like that guy.
Boy, I mean. He's a good coach. I know you know what you're doing, but he's a really good coach, Kelvin is. So, you know, it's up to you, though. But I like him, and I like Doc Rivers. I mean, it doesn't take much for him to say, that's Daryl's job. But you ask me, I love Kelvin Sampson. Ooh, the big boss. Daryl could be on a hot seat, too.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you like Kelvin for the team?
Yeah, I kind of do. I thought they really
played a culture change.
Defense under him. He knows James has respect for him. James goes to U of H games because he loves Kelvin Sampson. You know that James goes to U of H games?
Yeah.
He's a big Kelvin Sampson guy.
Yeah.
I think he would play for Kelvin. Kelvin would expect defense. And James is getting to that point of his career now where this is now going to be his... Who was the coach when James first came in? Was it McHale in 11?
It was McHale.
Are you sure?
And then it was BJ. And then JB. JB.
And then it was and then it was obviously Mike D'Antoni. So this is going to be at least. I don't know if Kevin McHale was there. Coach 2000 because James came in 2011. Fall of two, yeah, it was Kevin McHale. So this will be his fourth coach. he needs some things to start happening.
Well, he needs some direction.
Yeah.
Because...
Would you like Doc?
I would. I wouldn't mind Doc at all.
The Doc thing is interesting only because we talk about the Rockets being somewhat underachieving in big moments.
Doc's been an
underachiever. Doc is one of those guys, too.
So is Mike D'Antoni.
In terms of leads blown, Kevin O'Connor tweeted out, and we just got Dreamshake, who quote tweeted us about it, John. These are Doc Rivers, Kevin O'Connor, who we had as a guest. Doc Rivers has coached six teams that have blown 3-1 or 3-2 series leads. And he just lists them, obviously most recently, against the Nuggets when they're up 3-1. You're just bringing in another guy who's, sure, he won a title in 08, but it's been a lot of blown leads, not being able to close out teams, and it's something the Rockets have a problem with, too.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean, other than this year, it was a while. Well, and Doc also won a title. So yeah,
12 years ago, sure. Sure.
Yeah.
But it's been a consistent, it's been a while, but how many times has he actually been up where he had to blow it, where he had a chance to blow a lead?
I mean, you know why he's up? I mean, why he blows up that many leads? Because he's there.
Well, he's still blowing the lead. You can be there, and then if you don't advance, who cares?
Yeah. I mean, the Rockets are there, too, so.
Yeah.
You know, you got to get somebody to take you over the top, but Doc can't take you over the top? I don't know. Well, I mean, I think that's overblown.
Now we can talk about the Clippers' failures with Blake and injuries with Chris Paul and DeAndre Jordan. Didn't get it done. And he had his new inclination or incarnation with this Clipper team, the prohibitive favorite, by the way, didn't get it done. And even Steve Ballmer, who used Doc to change the fortunes of that franchise, get him through Donald Sterling stuff. He said, no, not good enough. Bye. We got to make a move. We're going to take, okay, championship coach, but you're taking another retread? You're going to take a retread?
Yeah. I just think the Rockets are just a different place than most others because they do have to have a guy that takes advantage of James's talent, but also that can somehow coexist and get the most out of him.
Well, and not only that, but that James would respect.
Well, that's a non-starter.
Yes.
First and foremost, ask Chris Paul. James has to respect you.
Yep.
So first and foremost, but it's not just James. Now, let's remember, you got to do something with Crazy Russ because he's under contract and ain't going nowhere.
No.
And so it ain't just James. You got to have somebody who can work with both of them from a personality standpoint, but also can figure out some basketball stuff that works. Because Russ has to have the ball in his hands to do his best work, even though his best work is going to be littered with some, craziness. James is very, very efficient and needs the ball in his hands at all times. James plays in an offense that sets up a lot of open threes. Russ can't shoot open threes. I don't know what coach can fix that. I mean, Daryl decided to go down the Russell Westbrook course, which I definitely did not like. I couldn't believe he could get rid of the contract from Chris Paul. But Russell Westbrook, just to me, it just thwarted your – it's had a domino effect on what you've had to do offensively, which included moving Clint Capella. And now – jeez almighty. I mean, I don't know. I don't know who the coach is going to be, but I wouldn't mind Doc Rivers. I wouldn't mind Kelvin Sampson. I have no opinion on Ty Lue or Sam Cassell. I just don't. They don't really do anything for me. I don't know that that's going to be a lot different for James, but I could be wrong. I could be wrong. James did buy in and play some defense a little bit this year. He gave a little better effort. Especially in a bubble. So, I just don't know. Russ didn't play well at the end. James didn't really try to take over. I'm glad to see another coach coming in because you're kind of hitting reset. We'll see what happens. But Mike D'Antoni got a lot out of... I mean, Mike D'Antoni got tremendous production out of James Harden. We'll see if the next guy can, too. James is going to do James, so I don't think it's going to matter. And they're not going to start running motion game with James. That's not going to happen.
Nope. So I just got since I'm a season ticket holder, I just got this
pizza?
Email. No, your pre-sale begins at 9 a.m. Dear season ticket member, your pre-sale to purchase single-gate tickets is today at 9 o'clock, which is just started.
But you opted out.
No, I didn't. This is a buy year. You don't have to buy. You know what I'm saying? They're giving you a...
I know, but you didn't opt into tickets and paying for them.
But no, I think a lot of people just said, I'm not doing anything.
I thought they were going to give those to season ticket holders to get a chance to buy them all. The ones who didn't, they said in the verbiage, I read it, that the people who decided to stay opted in for tickets would get to buy the tickets.
Well, they said I can too. So to purchase your tickets, click on the button below and use the promo code. I can't tell you what the promo code is. Anyone like them, I will sell them for 30 or 40% over face value.
You're going to publicly scalp?
Well, it's not scalping. I'm reselling.
Dell, isn't that scalping when you sell above the
number? No. It's called a secondary market.
Yeah, but are you allowed to do that on the radio?
I'll pay the taxes on. Okay, I'm like the president. I'm going to make sure that everything is documented, and I will pay all of my taxes.
So 70,000,
maybe not as much as the president paid because he's. You know, he makes a little bit more money than I do.
Uh-huh. Abraham Lincoln paid three times more.
So you do $70,000 for your hair too?
I don't do $70,000 for my hair. That's why the president, okay, he's got that wonderful hair. I got Doc Linville. I don't need to put all that into it. I put it into Doc Linville
already. Gotcha. Yeah, makes sense.
Right. So if anybody wants to pay 30 or 40%
has this ever happened before?
I've never seen this where somebody has openly scalped tickets on the air for an 0-3 football team during a pandemic.
There's a lot of people out there that don't have season tickets that would like to go, that are clamoring.
So how can they contact you?
Are these people who are clamoring?
Maybe you're 40 or 50% now. How about that?
40 or 50%
over face value.
I'm going to go to the secondary market right now. See what they are.
And you'd like them to tweet you to get in contact with you?
No, they can call.
You just want to broker this over the phone.
Might as well.
Okay.
I'll do it right here.
I got to wonder, because sometimes we get like side eye and a text or a slight conversation from someone here goes, hey, what are you doing?
Hey, we're not really supposed to do that.
Are we?
I feel like is this one of those times? I don't know if he's breaking a rule or not. I feel like he's breaking a rule, but I'm not sure. I mean, I'll sell stuff too if we can turn this into a marketplace.
Yeah.
Let me see what kind
of some other things.
I got an extra TV if you're looking for one.
What kind of tickets they are.
What do you need to sell?
Maybe a TV or something.
I've got a Fire Stick.
An Xbox that I don't use anymore.
Jailbroken Fire Stick if y'all want.
Well, we're figuring out what we're going
to
sell.
Not if y'all want. If y'all want to buy for.
Yeah.
What is the markup, John? 30 to 40%?
40 to 50 maybe.
Yeah, 40 to 50 maybe, depending on how many people are calling in. All right, 713-780-3776. Let's go.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.
Guys, this fall, as you get back into the swing of things, Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collections for guys. It's guaranteed to upgrade your life. Really cool stuff in here. Whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers, you've got cozy clothing and threads for when the temperature dips. Bespoke Post only sends guys the best stuff every single month. That's why it's called Bespoke. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, outdoor gear. Really, really awesome. Tell you what, I love the Weekender bag right now, which is part of the Box of Awesome. Or how about this one? The Layers is something that you can get with flannel shirt, and it's brushed flannel. They've got boot socks to match as well. This is your opportunity to get started. Take the quiz at boxofawesome.com. Your answers will help them pick out the perfect box for you. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. Junior wants to, how come nobody wants to buy my tickets?
Buy John's tickets right now. John will get you tickets. How many can you buy, John?
I don't know. I'm trying to get on. They want me to reset my password. It's been so long since I've been on here.
Guys, if you want to buy John's tickets, we're now Marketplace. Listen, our afternoon show has happy hours, right? We should be able to be a secondary ticket market live on the air. And not just ticket market. Dell's got a TV. I'll sell a Fire Stick.
I got an Xbox One I don't use anymore.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, I'll sell it for $65, something like that.
Yeah.
Do you want to sell? Okay. $65. Someone 3780 3776.
Brand new price, couch.
Maybe not 65. There is no price for like $499. I'll go $120. $120 for a new
new couch and chair. We've only had it for about 1 month. I will sell it for $1,200.
Why? What? Why are you selling a brand new couch?
My wife doesn't like it.
Your wife doesn't like it?
She thought she liked it and then she decided she didn't.
She said she never ever liked it. That it was me.
Why was it? Oh, you had a strong opinion on a couch?
Yeah, I was involved with it. I was involved with making sure it happened. It's a little, it's like 2 or 3 inches longer than the standard couch, like 88-inch couch. A lot of room. I got a couch. A couch, a chair, and an ottoman. Get in now for $1,100 before I raise the price. I paid over $2,000 for it.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's custom made, yeah.
How about that?
So I'm giving away a deal.
That is a deal.
Just so my wife gets off my back.
Right.
Do you have anything else you want to sell? Does Wendy have anything that she'll sell?
Yeah.
Or is she looking to buy?
We got all kinds of furniture to sell if y'all want because we're moving. So we got to get rid of all because she's buying all new.
Oh, you got to sell to buy.
I got to sell.
You sell it?
You don't just,
no, she doesn't have to sell to buy. She just buys.
You don't just
regardless.
Move. Why don't you just do this? Why don't you just buy that and just lease your other place and then say it's fully furnished?
With
gold stuff.
Look at, let's see. See, people want to buy the tickets. Here we go.
Let's get Lawrence.
Let me see.
I thought we were going to go to Junior first.
Well, Junior wants to talk. He doesn't want to buy any tickets.
That's true.
Somebody selling an Xbox or want to buy an Xbox?
They hung up.
Damn it.
Well, if you want to sell your stuff, we can also do a swap meet here. Why can't we do a weekly swap meet on the show?
They can be a weekly happy hour. They can be a weekly.
We can do a weekly swap meet.
Well, the swap meet means we have to take names and make sure people, hold up there to the bargain.
Well, we can just hook them up and they can just do things together through Venmo or whatever. But we're not responsible. Just know that.
I feel like if things went poorly, we would be deemed responsible.
If things go poorly, AJ's responsible for all those shots they take.
You think he feels responsible after he takes all the shots?
What's that?
You think he feels responsible?
No. No one feels responsible after shots. I know that from Friday night.
So are we going to our ticket exchange or are we going to Junior?
Let's see.
Let's see.
Well, look at him. Pick one.
Oh, look. Okay. Let's go to Gil. He looks like he's serious about this. Hey, Gil.
What's up, guys?
How you doing? You want to buy my tickets?
So I had two tickets from day one. I've never made one lousy penny off them.
Oh, so he's telling
me. I normally. What's that?
So you're telling John, good luck trying to make money on them.
Well, no, I've never made a penny off. I still have them, but I sell them all. I went to the game like 5 years in a row because I was all excited about tailgating, and then they still suck. So I said, I'll just sell them to people just to keep them. I have not gone to a game in probably another 5 years, and I've never made a penny off them. I just sell them to make sure I don't lose them.
So
how the hell are you going to sell tickets when they ain't worth?
Ooh, look at these. Look at these. Oh, see, I got tickets. Ooh, pretty good seats right here. They look like they're in the 300 level, right along the rail, in the Texans end zone, right where you're going to get burnt by the giant fire that comes out when they're in the pregame, right? You could get burnt. That's how close you're going
to
be.
AJ says we all had to sign waivers for shots. We'll make these people sign waivers on the bench swap meet. Okay, so Gil just told you.
I got good beautiful luck. Tickets. They're selling for $245 each. They're yours right now for $3.25 each. Okay? $3.25 each.
But
who
they're selling
them?
Just to you. You can buy them because you're a ticket holder. You can't. You people don't have.
You don't have the ability.
You people don't have the special passcode that John just got.
Stop.
Get Lawrence.
Also, don't forget
about my couch and chair and my Fire Stick also.
Your Fire Stick? You're selling your jailbroken Fire Stick?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's $25.
Beautiful seats. Oh, wait a minute.
Beautiful.
Wait a minute. Whoa. Best seats. They just went up to 465 and 287 and, oh, here, 204. Let's
wow,
see.
People better get them quick now before the price
hurry.
Goes up.
They're going up right
now. Yeah, guys.
713-780.
9 o'clock, John. This is when season ticket holders are jumping in right now. Remember, yeah. It's a 9 o'clock. You guys Ooh. Better get in on John's tickets or my Fire Stick or my couch
Club
and chair. Club
305.
Dell's got a TV.
Who wants
713-780-3776. Let's get Lawrence in here.
Oh, shoot. I think
hey,
I
Lawrence,
just
how you
him.
Doing?
Wait a minute. I think I might have just bought him. Holy crap.
Oh, no.
Holy crap. Lawrence. Lawrence.
Hey, guys. Hey, man, I will pay you. If you find tickets near the tunnel, if you find them for $500, I'll pay you $2,000 each.
Yell it.
I will drive from Orlando. No, I will fly from Orlando. I'll take a middle seat. I won't even wear a mask just so I can tell Bill O'Brien he sucks.
You want to cough the Rona on him?
Do you think?
You suck.
No, you suck too. You suck too.
He wants to be by
you
that tunnel.
Too.
By the You Suck tunnel.
I know. I'm looking for those tickets.
It should say you like there should be a sign that commemorates that.
They're 400 each, bro. The You Suck
the
tickets are 400 each.
Too, but I'm off it.
The You Suck 2 tickets are 400 each.
Lawrence, he can make it happen.
You're gonna pay John $2,000 each for those tickets? You might have a deal.
I'll
Lawrence.
Do it, man.
All right, put him on hold.
Just to yell.
No,
just
he's in Orlando.
Sucks, just so he's reminded.
He said he'd take a
seat. He said he'd go middle shirt. Seat and all the way there.
He ain't doing it. I ain't taking that Brian. Chance on Lawrence.
I wonder if anyone wants to buy my couch
you,
and chair.
You have to live in the city. So you can't hide from John after you promise him you're going to buy the tickets.
Oh, that's a good point.
I need the credit card number. Okay.
Just Cash App. Put something on John's Cash App.
John doesn't have Cash App.
Man, dude, 400 each.
What are you saying?
These are 400 each. They're going, here's what the ticket price is. 556, 287, 465, 400, 345.
Let's get Ivan in here.
550.
Let's get Ivan in here. Ivan, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I need some more info on this TV that Dell is selling, please.
Dell?
Well, it doesn't particularly work.
Wait a minute. Not per se.
Per se.
Particularly worse.
But in theory.
Much like John's Texans tickets, you probably won't enjoy the experience very much. But, I mean, it is a TV that you can plug in. Yeah, he's gone.
He wanted
it's
to know more
like
about
Frankie's
your TV.
Car.
Yeah.
Listen, I got $7,500 for Frankie's car.
Yeah.
It works
see,
just
you're
like
spoiled.
Your TV.
That's why you think you're getting 30% more on your Texans tickets. Man. Did you accidentally buy them?
I didn't accidentally buy them.
But okay. I do have an Xbox One that does work, going for $120.
See, look at these seats. These are going for $400.
That's pretty good.
$400. Are you kidding me?
I got Best of John and Lance from 610. I will make a copy of the CD, $25.
Wait, this is not QVC, where you're just
it
all
kind
of a
sudden. It kind of is.
What the bleep? What happened to this show? Do the show, bitch!
You're the one who started it.
Yeah.
Well, so you're talking to yourself.
Well, you guys had to chime. You guys had to get in and ruin it.
He's trying to hustle tickets.
You guys could have been talking sports while I'm selling these tickets
while
on the air.
While you're audibly
hey,
saying
Damone.
On the air you want
Easy,
to sell
Damone.
Tickets.
I got these
I've
tickets
been
for
Damone
the Houston
before.
Texans. Grant Damone, that's
Grant
the soul's
Damone.
Called
that's
you.
A soul, yeah.
Hey, I got these great tickets, you know, for the Houston Texans. Your mama's all right. Your daddy's all right. I don't want to buy the tickets, Grant Damone. You get these tickets, 30% above face
Come
value.
Come on. Nobody wants these tickets for 30, 40% over 50 maybe.
Let's I just see. Want you to take responsibility for what you did.
Oh, my God. If I bought those tickets, I'm going to be so pissed.
God, I hope
because all my information
tickets.
Is on my site.
Because you will not be able to sell them.
Oh, no. No. Zero chance I'll be able to sell them. Zero.
I mean, people take shots at Damone, and I get it. But is Stacy really the villain in Fast Times?
100%.
For what she did to her that friend of hers who helped her out through that entire time?
Yeah. Does Stacey's the villain.
Isn't she the villain?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I think Damone takes too much crap.
I mean, he's an a-hole.
Yeah. He's not a good person.
No.
Now, the real hero is Phoebe Cates, obviously.
Well, for what she contributed, surely. Yeah. But I feel like Stacy knew what was going on. She kept that guy around because she needed the help. And then at the end, she was like, sorry, you're not handsome enough for me.
Ooh.
I feel like Stacy's a villain.
Yeah.
Because of how she did Rat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like Damone kind of weaseled
Jennifer
his way
Jennifer Jason Lee was not
well,
afraid
an awful
to show
person.
Things.
Yeah, he's a-
he's terrible.
Yeah.
I'm not going to defend Damone.
He's like, I'm out.
Yeah, no, Damone wasn't a good guy.
No.
No, there's multiple bad guys. Damone wasn't the good guy. Brad was. Well, Brad was just doing things in the... He was just doing things.
Is that a good guy type of thing to do?
Well, what about whenever he took his stuff off and he started eating people's food that he's supposed to be delivering? That was a heroic move.
He brought shame on the delivery community.
Didn't he wear the captain hat?
Yeah, he was a pirate.
Yeah, he was a pirate.
Yeah. 929 ESPN.
No, me and the wife have not done stuff on the couch.
Well, you got to ask this question.
Nothing been done on this couch.
Really?
Mimi spent some time on the couch watching Bonanzas and Gunsmoke, I think.
That's it?
Or The West Wild. What was the other show?
Well, who took Meemaw's place on the couch now?
Mimi.
Same thing.
Meemaw. It's not same.
It's
Mason plays Fortnite on the couch. Some.
You know they're eating peanut butter and chocolate.
No. They are not allowed in that room.
Oh.
They got out on my patio furniture to do that.
Hmm.
Also, I have some shoes that are gently worn. $25.
We're not selling your
shoes. They're Asics. They're kind of dad shoes.
Are you selling your
They've
dad
They've been worn twice.
Asics?
I got dad shoes for you, $25.
$9.30.
He can't even get anything worth tickets.
I come up with the idea, and he prostitutes it, okay?
He did. You did whore it out.
He definitely whored it out. I have a great idea trying to sell my Texans tickets for a little over, you know, make a little profit so I can help the government out like our president does by paying my rightful share. That's all I'm trying to do. And here he is trying whoring out.
Well, he's not a good person.
No, he's a bad person.
Here
he's the worst person
I may
on
have
the
just
show.
Sold my couch.
Him and Damone.
I may have just sold my
awful
couch.
Awful people.
Somebody bought it?
Maybe. I got to take a picture. For this guy.
Huh? 930 ESPN 97.5.
It's a good couch, good
I'd
chair.
I'd like to sell my... I'm not selling my Coors Lights. I'll buy you a Coors Light. If you buy my tickets, I'll buy you a Coors Light. Or a 12-pack even, okay? If you buy my tickets. How about this? Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing. I don't think you can refuse that. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. If you're looking for the world's best... Listen, when you watch the Texans, how are you going to watch any game... Any sporting event without a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It's America's beer. That's what it is. That's what I'm calling it now. It's Texas chill. I know that. Whatever you're doing, it's chill, baby. And you know it's chill because it's got the Blue Mountains. But when you're barbecuing or you're sitting around the house or you're moving or you're whatever it is, you need cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Texas chill, baby.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
How much John's ticket selling for? Dell, any games come with Xbox One? How many controllers on the swap meet? You can hashtag it.
Bench swap meet?
Bench swap meet, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you get multiple controllers. You also get games that have been downloaded onto the device, so you don't even have you don't need to get extra space. The games are already on the
Xbox
device.
Xbox One games, so you've got like a 2017 football game.
Well, even older than that. I don't have any. I have First Light's kind of a zombie game. I got all the NCAAs up until that point. So if you want to go back in time, I haven't bought a game
in
years.
TV doesn't work.
Nah, I can't sell you a TV. It doesn't work.
Art has a game-used autographed Jacoby Jones football that he fumbled just one time. It's not bad.
He's got a Corey Bradford and a check, a cashed NFLPA check he's selling. Corey Bradford.
Cashed his check like a check cash service?
How much for a copy of All Systems Go? Sorry. It's not for sale. Some things just aren't for sale.
Texans, I said $1,000. Yeah.
No, we're not selling All Systems Go. But no chance.
Feel like $1,000.
How can we hear? Can we hear All Systems Go? Because this is playoff.
Houston is All Systems Go.
This is playoff day. Okay. The Astros making another 2017 run?
I think they are. I feel like they are. I don't feel like you're buying in as much as you just because of the quote-unquote hitting.
Oh.
Supposedly the hitting, quote-unquote, is a problem, quote-unquote.
No, the hitting is a problem. We don't need the quotes. We don't need all the quotes.
The hitting is a problem, quote-unquote.
No.
Let me ask you this question. Kyle Tucker did not get hot this year and hit some home runs?
Will Kyle
Tucker. Did George Springer have a home run the other night?
Yeah.
A couple of few games ago?
Bregman hit a homer for the first time. Correa hit a first home run for the first time in a month.
Back, yeah. Altuve had back-to-back multi-hit games one time.
What? I'm pretty sure that didn't happen.
That happened. Oh. I'm just telling you right now, what happens if the bats get hot?
Well, then they win.
Houston's all systems go. I'm going to call it right now. 2-0 Astros against the...
Astros winning two.
Yep.
Wow. And then they take on the A's or the White Sox?
Then they take on the A's.
The A's?
Yeah, and they catch a revenge game.
And they catch
that revenge fade. Then the A's catch a revenge fade for the whole year, what they did to the Astros.
So then the Astros are in the ALCS?
Yeah.
And who do they play in the ALCS? Ooh, Tampa? Do you want to go there? Oh, we don't go there, though. That's right.
Here, let's
you
see
don't
the pennant.
Have to go there.
I think the pennant, I think they're 1,200. The Astros to win the pennant is plus 1,200. To win the series right now, the Astros are plus 160. Easy money.
The Astros are plus 160?
Yeah. Who has a better chance, Astros or Heat?
So
the Astros win the series or the Heat to win the series? Because the Heat are like plus 290.
I know. Oh, the Heat has a better chance to win the
and
series.
They're plus 290 and the Astros are plus 160?
Yeah, but you could get a hot pitcher. See, that's the difference. And it's only you only have to win 2 out of 3.
So the Astros right now to win the division, to win the ALCS is plus 1,200.
So they go to Los Angeles. After they beat the Twins, they go to Los Angeles. Then they take care of the A's in Los Angeles. And then they go to San Diego. And they beat up Tampa. And then they go to the World Series in Arlington. And then we go. And we're going to Arlington then. I know it's in a bubble, but we're going.
Okay.
All right.
Well, what are we going to do? They don't let people
in. We're going to watch them beat the Dodgers' ass.
We're going to go to Arlington and watch in like a hotel room?
Well, we could watch outside. They might have some kind
on a phone stream?
Maybe. You could watch outside on your phone.
I don't want to go to Arlington. I'll see my brother while I'm there, I guess.
Yeah. You go see your... Oh.
My brother's very unhappy with his school right now. He's like, yeah, like 10 kids in my class have the Rona. We have no PPE stuff. We have no this. No one's getting tested ever. He goes, if we all have to go back to school, we should have some kind of plan. He's like, this is crazy. He said, I bet you I'd catch the Rona. I'm like, I hope not.
No, but, don't do that. 939 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
No, Songs of the South is for promotional. That's not for sale either.
Should we just
played. Two people have asked for Songs of the South. That's not. It's for promotional.
So we just played All Systems Go. And that
Houston,
got everybody,
Texans.
That got the city jacked up for
and
today's
Steelers
playoff
of the South is nothing but a promotional. That's a promotional one also.
No, Songs of the South is actually for sale.
Hey, do you... If the Astros are eliminated, let's just... Somehow, by a miraculous course of events, they're eliminated by the Twins.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to watch the rest of the playoffs?
Yeah.
We watch World Series?
Yeah. I don't know. Depends. What's on against it? What's up against it?
Whatever your streaming services have.
Yeah. I got to catch up on Fargo.
I'm on Schitt's Creek. Season 2 now. I've already gotten through season 1.
I watched the sign, the town sign.
I fixed it.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like...
Well, this isn't fixed at all. This is worse.
Yeah.
It's funny. I love the sun.
Chris Elliott is awesome. I know, the sun is funny. And that's his son?
That's his. You can tell by the eyebrows. I'm like, man, this could actually be his son with those eyebrows. And I looked, oh, it's actually his son. He's responsible for the show.
He
and his dad created the show, but
he's funny. The kid's funny.
And the actual sister and the real daughter of Eugene Levy. She's not
Twyla
on the show, but she's a writer, I think.
No, she's Twyla.
She's Twyla too?
Yeah.
Okay. But she also contributes creatively, I think, as a writer.
Yeah, all the, like that's a Levy family thing.
She's Twyla, who
works in the cafe.
Yeah,
she's one
yeah.
too.
And she, yeah, Twyla, yeah. And mm-hmm. she writes, and she it's all over. Their fingerprints are all over that show.
Oh my goodness, that's
so.
A talented
I got
family.
That. I've got if the World Series is on when I'm watching, when I've got, I'm still on Ted Lasso. I still got The Boys, and I still got Fargo. Those are three shows now that they're not dumping multiple episodes. They're making you come back each week to watch them, and they're all on streaming services.
Wow.
That's a pretty interesting... Well, one is FX, but Ted Lasso is streaming, and The Boys are streaming, and they make you come back every week. They're not putting all the episodes out. They want you to experience it like you, like we did Game of Thrones, because they also want to have the post-show... They also have post show after every show for The Boys. They have a post show that they do also. So I think that's probably part of it too. And they're trying to sell merchandise.
A Houston athletic trainer and eight former NFL players, including two former Texans, have been indicted in a scheme to defraud an NFL player trust fund, according to the Harris County District Attorney's
Office. I
thought you
were going to say ticket scalping.
Lewis Ray was indicted for first-degree felony of securing the execution of a document by deception for taking checks valued at more than $300,000. Corey Bradford was indicted.
That's why he sent that.
For the second-degree felony of securing the execution of a document by deception for taking checks valued at more than $150,000 and less than $300,000.
Hmm. Who else?
Who else? Oh, Shantae Orr. Ooh. Yikes. James Atkinson. Jonathan Hadnot, Clint Ingram, Shantae Orr, Chadwick Slaughter, and Fabian Washington were each indicted.
Fabian Washington was U of H.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that speed guy.
The former Texans are Shantae Orr and Corey Bradford.
If that's the same Fabian Washington, he could fly. He played for, I want to say, the
I remember that. Yeah,
Oakland Raiders, 23rd pick.
Wow.
He's 37. I wonder if that's... Did you say Chandra Washington?
Shantae Orr.
Okay.
Derek Pope was indicted.
Was he an Aggie?
Was he an Aggie? Was he an a Bama? Was he?
How do you spell Derek?
D-E-R-R-I-C-K. Pope. He was indicted for the state jail felony of securing the execution of a
doctor. He was a Miami Dolphin.
He was on the show.
Huh?
We had him on the show.
Derek Pope?
Yeah, because he played at Bama. I don't know how it came about, but we had him on the show. Yeah, we had him on. I forgot how it came. He's from Galveston.
Yeah.
Somehow we had him on the show. I forgot how we talked a lot of football. I don't remember how it came about, but he was on the show. How about some news before we go to break involving the Texans? Indirectly, the Titans had three new player positives and five new personnel positives for COVID-19, sources tell. This from Tom
Pelissero.
Whoa,
that's the first time, right?
Both the Titans and the Vikings, who the Texans have coming up, who hosted them Sunday, will suspend in-person club activities starting today.
The Vikings?
Because they played the Titans.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a – now you – now
– ooh.
There's a question about the game.
Wow, sweet.
There may not be.
Sweet
this what? One,
because... That's supposed to be a win. That's not sweet.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You're a favorite for the first time. How is this sweet that you're missing out on an on a banged-up Dalvin Cook? This isn't sweet.
This happened last week with the Falcons. You know what they did? Said, nah, F it. Let's play.
We'll banged-up Dalvin Cook, and you say sweet? It could be canceled?
But
that's
still lose.
Three players so far. Now the Vikings have to get tested to see if anyone came in contact was positive. So it's the first time the NFL had possible in-game transmission. We'll see.
Ooh. So the Titans have got it. They got
three
guys.
Players and five personnel people.
Oh, your tickets just went down to $14.
I know, right? Well, I might get stuck with them and then have to go to another, like the Jags game. Now, well, here, we'll give you for the Jags. They're not worth $500.
Now, today is an off day for NFL teams, so suspending activities isn't a big deal today, but they're going to get everyone tested and see if anyone comes back. And it takes more than a couple days.
Everybody will probably have to come in and get tested.
Multiple times throughout the week.
Yep. All right. 713-780-3776. You know where I went on Saturday? I went over to see Rick and Michelle over at Texas Star Grill Shop. And I got to tell you, It's a tremendous. It is tremendous what they've got going on there. And the fall sale, you go by every grill. And I trust me, I looked at all of them. I was, you know, shopping for the grill. And the help there, they can tell you, and they are just spectacular at giving you the lowdown on all of their. So knowledgeable. Gus was there helping us out, and another guy over there helping us out. They have every single thing you could possibly want, from pizza ovens to all the different grills. If you want the pellet grill, if you want the gas grill, you want electric grill, you want charcoal, whatever it is that you're looking for, they've got it. And they've got the best selection, and they've got the fall sale going on right now. And so it is just tremendous. And then, you know, Rick and Michelle, they started with, here's a couple of rubs. Here are a couple of bags of different choices of pellets. And now you've got entire walls of all of this stuff, the rubs and all of the accessories that you could possibly need for your grill. If you're looking for a grill, this is the best time. Nobody, or you go buy it at a box store and see, you got to go put it in yourself. Assembly and delivery absolutely free at TexasStarGrillShop.com. Three locations, one on Shepherd, one in Spring, one in Katy, and they're opening up a new one next month. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
You hover above, rain hell below. Killing them hogs real nice and slow. I'm Brett Myers, gonna throw that gas down around your knees, put you on your ass. Ah! Rebels, rebels, bringing the muskets and bringing down death on us. Rebels, rebels, keep everybody what? In bondage.
Oh, way down south in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Look away, look away.
I was watching the Ole Miss game and was waiting for this song, and I didn't see it.
You didn't hear songs of the South?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't hear the song. I didn't hear the Ole Miss part. No, definitely not.
You were waiting for bring yeah. death and have, keep
no,
everybody
rebels,
in bondage.
Rebels, rebels. Keep everyone in bondage. I didn't hear that song
during
this Saturday.
Ole Miss game. You didn't hear that?
No. Surprising. It's not the alma mater.
That's weird.
What about the Steelers of the South?
Yeah, Lance, did you feel like we were the Steelers of the South throughout that game?
No.
You didn't feel like it? I kind of felt like it.
Well, for a half, it felt like we were the Steelers of the South.
Yeah, it did feel like that.
But unfortunately,
I kind of felt like it in the second half.
Really?
We were the Steelers bitches of the South.
Of the South. We are the Steelers of the South, but we are the Texans. Look at us go. Run the ball. First down. Run the ball. First down. Pass the ball. First down. Look at us win those division titles. Hang a banner. Hang a banner. Steelers of the South. You Texans Steelers. These are Texans Steelers of the South. First. That's a Texans. First down. Bum, bum.
How many in the second half? A total of two, was it?
Twice they played that song.
Yeah.
Twice. We are the Steelers of the South. Ba, 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 da, 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 da. Carrie is here. What up, Carrie?
What's up, John? Hey, called yesterday about the positives about the Texans. And once again, you guys bag on Eric Murray. I got to just tell you, that guy was a stud at the end of the game. What is the matter with you guys bagging on Eric Murray? Come on, man. Let's go.
What?
He was a stud?
Teaser, if you have the teaser, Eric Murray is your favorite player on the team. Let's go.
No. You're not firing us up for Eric Murray.
Eric Murray.
Nice try.
No. What are you talking about? What exactly are you talking about here?
About you bagged on him for the entire earlier. You're all over Eric Murray. He's a safety trying to do something. And, of course, he's a terrible player. But I'm just telling you, from a better's perspective,
He loved him.
Oh, he loves him. Oh.
I bet against the Texans. Eric Murray was great for you.
Listen.
This is the best, man. It's not. I said, Dell is killing me. These songs are not the best, and I shouldn't have sang them.
You
had too much coffee. I know. I shouldn't have done it.
How can you argue with this?
You hover above, rain, hell below.
What about It's Football Time in Houston?
No, that song's not great. We've heard that a lot.
What about that one?
What about it?
It's no one talks about that one.
Well, you didn't sing it. We're not here to feature Clay Walker. We've heard enough from Clay Walker. What I haven't heard enough is this.
You hover above, rain hell below.
Killing them hogs.
I'm glad you...
Brett Myers.
Throw that gas down around your knees.
Put you on your ass. Yeah.
Rebel.
That one, I swear, I couldn't hear it. It wasn't played. I wonder if they like, you know what? We're banning that song. You know, the Bondage thing. We're out.
Well, they should have. They should, and I'm glad that they banned that song. Yeah, that was not good.
954 ESPN 97.5. We got playoff baseball today, people, and you can hear it right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Yes, because so the Blitz, well, the Blitz will be on.
The Blitz will be on.
No Josh Ennis show and half of a truncated press box today.
Yes, so. So
a lot of lazy people.
Charlie's going to be pissed that he can only do.
But at least he can be the lead in right into baseball. You don't think he'd be happy about that?
No, I think he, you know, it's an hour and a half. Charlie wants as much airtime as possible.
That's what you've noticed?
He never, ever would take, you know, he hates to go on vacation.
You mean the guy
he hates to take days off.
You mean the guy who.
He wants to be here.
You mean the guy who helped author Summer of Palillo? By his actions?
No, that was an unauthorized biography.
It was my title I put on it.
It was an unauthorized biography.
But his actions, Summer Palillo.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be a lawsuit about that.
Who is he suing? The Astros or AJ?
You.
For what, Summer Palillo?
Yeah,
Summer I didn't write Palillo. A book. I just gave a title to the summer. That's all I did.
It's already been called that at the other station.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a known deal.
Yeah, no. But I'll be interested. And you know what? I am getting more and more pumped about this game.
Don't try to talk yourself into it.
I am.
I know you're not.
Kenta Maeda, yes.
It's coming up pretty quick.
I know. What if they win this game?
They're going to. Plus 60 is already in the books for me. Plus 160 for the series. I'm in.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm feeling kind of good about it right now. I actually get like this, though, right?
You do. You allow
outside influences.
Like Lance in this case, yes. To get your... hyped up.
I wasn't hyped about it. Now I am.
Well, you've had your partner talk about how they're going to win for the last 3 hours.
You know what? I'll probably watch it and play poker.
Yeah, so you can not have to be so locked in, but if things are going well, you can have it in front of you.
Yes, yes. It's on Channel 13. It's on ESPN 97.5. How about that?
All Disney all the time. Well, we're not really Disney, but all branding Disney all the time. Going to be a great day, John. And if not, Disney... Mickey always makes money, so it doesn't matter who wins.
Just tune in.
Watch. I don't really care who wins. Twins, Maeda, who is that? Don't know. Don't care.
Hey, this is a question for you. Should they take action against defensive tackle Tristan Hill for twisting Chris Parsons?
100%. Yeah. Should be fined and minimum of fined.
Yes. Oh, no.
100%. He's going to be fined and suspended. Yeah.
He should be suspended.
For sure.
That was really terrible. I mean, he just injured the dude, and it was on purpose. He injured him
Thankfully,
on purpose.
Chris Carson won't be out for too long.
How long?
It turns out it wasn't as serious as they initially suspected. No tears. I don't know if he'll be playing in Miami on Sunday, but he isn't going to be out. It's a knee sprain. So he probably will miss Sunday's game.
It could have been worse, though.
It certainly could have. That's what I'm saying. Fortunately for him.
If he had more guys on him, there was one guy on him, and so he was able to move a little bit with it. But that was terrible.
Yeah, Jeff Schwartz tweeted about it, this former NFL player. This dude has some hurt coming his way next week for this Gator role. We see it on film. Yeah, I don't know how any NFL former or current NFL player could watch that and be like, yeah, that's okay. That's fine.
Yeah, it's not.
It's not fine.
It's not fine, and they need to penalize them. It's 9:57. I have to beat it.
You do. Lance is beating it.
Good.
As we speak.
We have an 11 o'clock sports match.
Yes, we do. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew. Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big.